Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Falcons win. That's the good news. Bad news is, doesn't equate to us doing anything because we're not going to the playoffs. But there were some positives, and Mike and I will continue to talk about those things, including Bijan Robinson and his performance, Drake, and certainly Kyle Pitts. Real quick, we haven't talked about this, Mike, and maybe we'll do it here in the next 40 minutes or so, but Zach Robinson and his play calling feeling a little bit different, and how much grace you need to have in giving Zach Robinson if you're going to give him any. Here's what some people are saying, that Zach, Z-Rob, our offensive coordinator, had two different quarterbacks, obviously, in Penix and Kirk Cousins. They have offered different things, and that is why the offenses look different. And that has been his challenge this year. And therefore, he should be given a little bit of grace, Mike, understanding what he had in Penix and what they were trying to mold around him with the offense. And then now that Penix is out due to injury, and we don't wish that on anybody, you have Cousins back, and now what you've been able to mold around Kirk Cousins.
He's better with a veteran quarterback. He's not good working with a young quarterback. You know, the young quarterback apparently can't be under center. You know, and if it is, it's a very small percentage. You know, the play action takes, you know, it just takes, you can time it with the sundial. You know, Michael Penix Jr., there was good, bad, and ugly. There were some good things, and there were some bad things, guys. And there were some things that were downright ugly at times. So, to me, it's a strange hire because he's never been an offensive coordinator. I didn't realize, Carl, the pinnacle of professional football was to be on the job training. Well, he'll grow into the job. Oh, okay, we're just here to watch a guy learn on the job. Yes, there are plays that have to be executed, and players make mistakes, and blocks are missed, balls are dropped, and that you cannot put on Zach Robinson. And as I said to Carl earlier in the show, I thought he had a really good game plan going. Then we get to like crunch time, fourth down. Like, what is that? So with Zach, I think, look, you watch any offensive coordinator, anybody who's a football fan in any town in America, college or pro, the OC gets killed more than anybody because it's a very important position, and it's difficult. I get that.
It is.
But, I mean, okay, great. If we're keeping Raheem, we might as well keep the band together. That means Kirk Cousins sticks.
Yeah, correct.
Because Zach doesn't stay unless Kirk comes back, in my book.
I agree. Why would I make things more difficult for myself if I don't have to, right? Especially if I'm Kirk Cousins. I'm not trying to go through another system here, bro. I'm on the tail end of my career. I'm trying to win. I am not trying to go and learn another system and then all of a sudden, hey, in year two, it'll be better. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More on that coming up, but let's talk some dogs. Well, they now know who they are playing. And Kirby Smart addressed the media today. Ole Miss overwhelmed Tulane. They just did. And that's not to say that they won't overwhelm, you know, Georgia. I think we forget how close this game was. And I also think we forget how good Gunnar Stockton was. Gunnar, 4 touchdowns in that game against Ole Miss. I mean, he was brilliant. They ran for over 200 yards in that game. Georgia has the recipe to beat Ole Miss. They've already shown it. Can they do it in a neutral site? But a couple of things from Kirby today. One, simulated games. You're trying to prepare, and you're going through these simulated situations. He talked about it.
Yeah, we've done the same thing, done simulated games and done situational football, whether that's 2 minute and a half, 4 minute offense, red area, all the different situations you have, and trying to make them more game like with the anxiety, the crowd noise, the atmosphere, the matchups, and try to go good on good to keep crisp. But at the end of the day, all those simulations are not real games. And, you know, anybody that tells you they got it figured out probably doesn't coach long enough to know that it's a lot more about how you play than how you practice leading up to it. You just do the best job you can and try to prepare them.
I mean, he's right. You do all you can. Everybody's trying to find a handle, and when you have this time off, I think he was happy to be in the SEC championship and win it. He wants to stack championships, so that's one feather in their cap. But, yeah, you just try to keep these guys on point. You know, we all know how the game played out in Athens earlier this year. Ole Miss scored on their first 5 possessions. Yep. And then it was almost like a game of chicken, you know, and the defense for Glenn Schumann, I think that was almost like a turning point for them. And they were on their way after that.
It's interesting you bring that up because Kirby talked about that. I'll let you hear it in just a second. One of the important things that people are wondering, or at least heading into this playoff, is Dontrell Glover and Bo Walker's status after their arrest, Mike. We talked about this shoplifting story. Here's what Kirby said in addressing that.
Yeah, both those guys disappointed in their decision-making. And we always say decision-making is a skill, and made poor decisions. They paid a consequence for that, and they're continuing to pay a consequence for that, and they'll finish up their consequences for that. So I hope both of them make better decisions in the future.
Look, we've said this before. He runs his unit how he runs his unit, and you're not going to get specifics and discipline, whether it's running and everything else that coaches do that is old school. Kirby is not going to give the media, or at least the media outside Georgia, the satisfaction of, you know, how this is handled. He's handled how he handles it. It's embarrassing. Players should be embarrassed. Everybody's got walk-around money now. It was dumb. And, you know, you and I, we went through the whole thing when it went down. You know, initially, the optics on it aren't great. You know, hey, guys, you forgot to pay for some stuff. We're out.
Yeah.
You didn't come back. If they come back and square it, I'm done with it. It's fine. And it's kind of like, yeah, that's why I guess the guys at Walmart are like, nah, we're going to press charges. You felt, and even the police, when the police got involved, like, guys, they can pay for it now. Too late.
Yeah.
So, look, young men, it's not the end of the world. If you're a person who harps on the mistakes of college players, yippee-ki-yay, you get your jollies off on a story like that. But Kirby's going to make them pay.
Dontrell Glover, by the way, for what it's worth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
North has been working out with the first team, getting ready for this game, regardless of who the opponent was going to be. So I don't know if that means anything, Mike, but Kirby's saying they've been handling it. What about Kobe Young and Drew Bobo? Big injuries. Drew Bobo, a huge one, by the way. Bobo is a finalist for the Broyles Award. Let's hear what Kirby said about those guys and maybe making a return for this Ole Miss matchup.
we're hopeful to get those guys back and get them back recovered and get them going. They're good football players, and they're going to help us. And we're hopeful to get you know, a lot of those guys back. And we got guys dinged up from the practices we've had too.
I was worried in the SEC championship, you know, just how that was going to go down. And I thought, you know, Malachi Tolliver did a hell of a job.
He did.
You know, especially against Alabama's really physical front. We talked a lot about, you know, Tim Keenan and Smith and those guys. A lot of big bodies in the front, and they handled it, man. And we all know how that game went down. They basically was one-sided for Georgia.
I agree. This made me not – look, I'd love to see Bobo back because he's had such a great season. We're talking about Drew Bobo. But I do think they have capable replacements, and that's already been shown to Mike's point. What about Ole Miss having their offensive staff intact? This is something that I said gives them an advantage, certainly heading into this playoff. Having Lane not there, right, you feel like, you know, the head of the snake is off. But the rest of the body's there. Like everybody else is there that's been in place. There is some comfort with these players because of it. And I also feel like, Mike, you're going into this game, they have nothing to lose.
Right.
Everybody knows that offensive staff is going to LSU. Everybody knows all these guys are in the portal as soon as this thing is over. They have nothing to lose. It would not surprise me if there's some trickery, some things we haven't seen from Ole Miss, because this is it. Like, and I think they felt like they probably should have won the game in Athens. Here's Kirby talking about their staff.
The offensive coordinator and the staff is still all there. Like, so, I mean, they're not going to make overhaul or make large changes, right? They got something that really works well. They got a really high-powered, explosive, great wideouts, really good tight end, one of the best backs in the country, arguably the quarterback that may be playing the best in the country in terms of his ability to make throws in all areas. I mean, the guy's elite. He's elite last time we played him. He's just as elite or more elite now because he's gotten more experience and more confidence. So they're playing at a really high level offensively, and I mean, Lane has something to do with that because he helped build it and get them there. But Charlie's done a tremendous job calling the plays and doing those things.
One dude for Ole Miss, Carl, we didn't see in Athens, and I always butcher the name, but I'll take it easy. Princely Omanmielen, 8 sacks on the year. He didn't play in the Athens game, had a sack and a half against Tulane. This is a dude. This is a guy who's going to be going to the NFL, and yep, he will be healthy for this game in the Sugar Bowl.
That's a great point, Mike. You mentioned that it felt like the Dogs' defense has gotten better since the fourth quarter of that Ole Miss game. So does Kirby. Listen to what he said.
I don't even remember the sequence of games after that. So I do think that those stops were huge for us from a confidence standpoint. But there's a lot of the game that there weren't stops. And they do a really good job. They're hard to stop. They're explosive for a reason. They have good players. They have good tempo. They have good schemes. And the quarterback makes things go, and so does the back. So I don't know if that was the moment that kickstarted us to improvement on defense, but because I don't remember the exact games after that, but we have played better down the stretch defensively.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious how Ole Miss will approach this because Georgia in the game, Charlie Weiss Jr., who is able to come back, if you go back, and Elaine Kiffin talked about, we spoke about it on the show, when Georgia finally caught up with Ole Miss, I think it was 35-33, and they got the three and out, Ole Miss threw it 3 times in a row. The second three and out, Ole Miss threw it 3 times in a row. So they abandoned the run.
They did.
And they threw it. And I'm curious, did they learn from that experience? Because Lane Kiffin said they made a mistake in doing that. Because they had a balance before that. So, you know, OC sometimes get a little too cute. And that's also, Georgia made the run. Also, I guess they thought they were in a peeing contest. So either way, see how they approach that differently in Sugar Bowl.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got a lot of lead up to this game, but we now know the opponent. And Kirby addressing the media for the first time since Ole Miss won over the weekend. Alabama advances. As we mentioned, obviously Oregon beating up on James Madison. A lot of people said they didn't deserve this opportunity to be the 12th seed. And Ole Miss winning 41-10 against Tulane. Miami outlast A&M 10-3. So we now know who these opponents are. What about the experience, Mike, of losing in the college football playoff last year? And does that help the Dogs this year?
Yeah, I can't say we're better for having gone through it. I mean, would we be better if we won that game? Would we be as motivated if we won that game? I don't know that. I think the two teams are very different. I think we're a different leadership group, different team. It's been a different kind of team all year, and not in a good or bad way reflected on last year. So we've been there before, but a lot of these kids weren't there. Some of them were. I think the 2 years are independent of each other, just mm-hmm. like this game will be independent of the game against Ole Miss previously.
Gunnar Stockton, you know, looks like a guy that could be a Heisman candidate next year. He was thrown into that situation. Remember, you and I debated, why are you trying to throw it with less than a minute to go?
Yeah.
before the half. Turned into a big turnover, and that's basically all the points Notre Dame needed when you throw in that kick return. So, yeah, it's a bit of a redemption in its own way from a game. First time I seen a Kirby Smart team get out physical was Notre Dame last year.
Who's the best team in this college football playoff? It's hard to really say. Are you willing to say that Alabama is better, way better than Georgia, for that matter? Mm. Ohio State is so much more better than Indiana. Well, Indiana beat them. Are you willing to say Indiana is way better than Georgia? Mike, this is as close to parity that I think we've had in college football going back to Georgia's dominant back-to-back, you know, championships. Everybody right. in Georgia knew how good they were. Everybody in the rest of the country maybe didn't. And then they proved it. This feels different. This feels like these matchups could go either way.
I mean, if you really want to get down to brass tacks, you could say Indiana's got a better defense than Georgia. I mean, Georgia's got a good defense, but Indiana's is better.
It is.
And then, you know, do you say Georgia's offense is better than Indiana? They got the Heisman Trophy winner. So, I mean, it's you're right. The parity's out there. Ole Miss hang with Georgia. We just gave you that whole game, how that played out. Ohio State was beast until they ran to that Indiana defense and, you know, missed a chip shot field goal. Should have tied the game. So I still think talent-wise, I just feel Indiana, Georgia, and Ohio State. But everybody says Texas Tech is so good that we just didn't watch them. You said this. Texas Tech, the only game they lost to Arizona State, their quarterback was out.
Their defense is really good.
Lights out, too.
Yeah, man.
We just haven't seen them.
I'm not sleeping on Tech. As a matter of fact, I like them to win their game. They got the bye because they were top 14.
Right. That's the Orange Bowl, but then the championship is back in Miami for the final.
Yeah. All right, man. More to get to here and more on the Dogs throughout the buildup of this game against Ole Miss. I think it's going to be another good game. And matter of fact, I hope it's another high-scoring game. That's just me as a personal, you know, fan, something I want personally. I don't know if it'll be 43-35, but that game in Athens was great. And it came down to some big playmaking with Gunnar Stockton. Again, 4 touchdowns in that game. Mm. All right, man, we're coming back. We got more to dive into. We got some guy talk on the way. Drake London and A.J. Terrell both left the game with apparent injuries. Not been a great year for A.J., by the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.